In November, voters approved the creation of two new cities, South Fulton in Fulton County and Stonecrest in DeKalb County. New commissions appointed by the governor will help those communities get up and running, and we have a member of one of those committees with us, Joel Thibodeau. He chairs the committee overseeing Stonecrest, and it's good to have you with us.
Thanks. Good morning.
I have to imagine you've been asking for advice from other people, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Because, I mean, creating a city, that's a big task.
Yeah, and it's not one that's done every day. So, yes.
Well, yeah, that's to put it lightly. So what's some of the advice that you've gotten? Things to look out for?
Just to make sure that we keep the vision in front of us, those things that we said that we advocated for when we proposed
when
the city.
When you put it on the ballot.
When we put it on the ballot. As well as making sure that our intergovernmental agreements, that we're in negotiation with those, that we're getting in contact with the utility companies and everybody else who has to do business with the city in order to get those things going and set up.
A lot of people's addresses are about to change.
Yes.
And you need to make sure that all of their mail and utilities get to them.
Correct.
So let me try to unpack some of what you just said. And let's go back to what you were describing as your vision and the principles that led you to put it on the ballot. What is the vision? What was the need for Stonecrest?
Well, the need was for local control over our government and over our economic development.
That implies that you were unsatisfied with the control over the neighborhood before.
Correct.
What did you not like?
We felt that we were being neglected by the county government and the county economic development apparatus. We know that we have lots of available space and land. We know that we've got a good educated population, but businesses that were relocating to Georgia were passing us by for neighboring counties.
So we are heard all over the state and into other states as well. Where is Stonecrest on the map?
Stonecrest is east of the city of Atlanta, outside of 285, in the southeast corner of DeKalb County.
Okay, so what is Stonecrest's personality going to be? Do you hope? What do you hope Stonecrest will be known for?
For a growing city that is diverse in our economic development, a place for people to live, work, play, shop, that is distinct in that we have a lot of green space. We've got a lot of area for growth, and we've got a blank canvas to build and paint with. Yes.
So when you're have green space, but you're also hoping for economic development going in, how do you put the structure in place to protect the green space at the same time that you're trying to attract businesses that want to cover up that green space with shops and parking lots?
Understood. The beauty of the Stonecrest footprint is that we have three distinct areas of development. We have an industrial park, two industrial parks actually, that lie primarily above I-20, north of I-20, away from the major green space and residential areas. And then we have a commercial sector that's located in and around the Stonecrest Mall area. And then we have good middle-class walkable neighborhoods that are to the south of that, bordering around the Arabian Mountain Heritage area, which is a protected green space. And we intend to preserve that area and preserve the green space we have while locating most of our economic development into those areas that are already set for
so
that.
So you kind of try to keep it separate.
Correct.
Now, there have been problems in the past. There, you know, Georgia has the most number of counties of any state except Texas. Mm-hmm. And there have been complaints that some of that means a duplication of services, right? That this county is paying for utilities and fire departments and police departments, when if they combined, they could save money. So how do you go about structuring it so that you're not duplicating services that may have been cheaper to merge with other communities and merge with other neighborhoods?
Well, the way that we're set up is that we're taking over the services initially that have the greatest impact on our economic growth.
Which are
code enforcement, planning and zoning, and parks and recreation. Those represent the areas where we have the most work to do that will impact what types of businesses that we can attract, as well as help to preserve the green space that we all love there.
So as of January 1st, Stonecrest is a city, is
Correct.
It not?
Correct.
So what's in place now? I mean, if I lived in Stonecrest, could I put Stonecrest comma, Georgia on my return address?
You could put Stonecrest, Georgia on your return address. We don't have our own zip code. We will apply for one. But yes, Stonecrest became officially incorporated on January 1. And I know that my mail will now be addressed as Stonecrest, Georgia. I will put the change of address forms in, and I'll be a proud citizen of the city of Stonecrest.
Okay, so you are tasked. If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Joel Thibodeau. He's the chair of the Governor's Commission on Stonecrest. And Stonecrest is one of the two brand new cities as of January 1st in Georgia. So give me your to-do list. As you sit down with the commission and you have certain things to tackle, what are your priorities in sort of getting things done?
Well, our priorities are as follows. We have to start negotiating our intergovernmental agreements with DeKalb County for delivery of those services that the city will not be covering.
Fire and police.
Fire and police primarily.
Water?
Sanitation, water and sewage, roads and drainage. Those are major services that the county will still continue to provide to us. We will also be talking to them about what our financial layout should be for the services that we will continue to provide, the purchase of park space, the delivery of parks and recreational programs, as well as code enforcement and planning and zoning. So after those intergovernmental agreements, we also have to look at our banking partnerships and those things that we're going to have to do business
for
day-to-day, for getting loans, for putting the tax dollars that do come our way. And we also have to talk to the DeKalb County Tax Commissioner about what our incoming revenue should look like and when we can expect to start seeing the county remit payments to the city so that the city can do business.
Now, how much do you expect ethics and anti-corruption to come up as a subject during some of these meetings, which has been a problem in some of your neighboring areas?
Yes. Well, first of all, the commission is subject to open records and open meetings laws. So all of these meetings will be public. What our hope is that because the government is so much closer to the people, with one city council person representing only 10,000 residents as opposed to one county commissioner representing 140,000 residents, that we'll have government closer to the people. They will know who their city council people are. They will know who their mayor is. And they will keep an eye on those elected officials and hold them accountable. But of course, because this is a government, there will be those areas where people will be skeptical, where they will want even more transparency than what we're offering. And we would expect that over the course of time, because the city charter calls for an internal auditor, there will be oversight that would then be accountable to the people to make sure that they are getting everything they need as far as transparency is concerned.
When will Stonecrest get a mayor?
The DeKalb County Board of Elections has set the elections for March 21st. That's the election day. And depending on how the governor's commission works out, they will be sworn in either April or May and take over operation of the city then.
Okay, so you don't have to name any names, but have you looked at other cities and said, okay, this is what we definitely don't want to do. Here's a mistake we don't want to make. What are those mistakes you're trying to avoid?
What we're trying to avoid is taking on too much too soon. One of the things we want to do is to make sure that the city has the basic things that it needs to pick up and start doing business. What we don't want to do is start taking on services too soon before we're prepared or before we've been fully versed on what the costs will be and how the logistics of service delivery is going to be. So in our charter, we have a 2-year delay before we have to actually start delivering the services.
Things
that
like
we
picking
said we
up trash were. And keeping the streetlights on, you mean?
Correct. We would get that done through intergovernmental agreements with DeKalb County until the city is ready to take on those services themselves.
And in the end of 2 years, Stonecrest will be taking care of all of that themselves?
Correct.
Is the hope?
Yes. That is the goal. That's the objective, that we take over the initial three services within the two years provided by the charter. And then look at what our financial position is, always looking to add additional services that the people are then demanding.
Are people demanding that already? Are you getting notices from people asking for certain things?
Yes. People saying, okay, what are you going to do about the house next door that's not applying the code, or, you know, we have a negligent homeowner, or we've got trash being dumped in the empty cul-de-sac down the street. So, yeah, we get emails for those on the old campaign site. So, yeah, people are starting to voice what they're expecting from the city.
And those things you're talking about, you will be addressing. I mean, those are code violations that you're going to be taking care of almost immediately.
Correct.
And are you ready to do so?
We have to, first of all, we have not even had our first public meeting.
You don't have a code to violate.
So we don't have a code to violate, exactly. We have to decide what codes we're going to adopt directly from DeKalb County and then make changes as the city sees that we need to do in order to, you know, distinguish ourselves being a cut above of what we've been delivered before.
And when is your first public meeting?
Our first public meeting is tentatively scheduled for this Thursday. We're still trying to nail down a venue, but it will be within the city of Stonecrest, and we will have a public meeting notice put out as soon as that's.
But there's no Stonecrest City Hall yet.
No, there's no Stonecrest City Hall. One of the things that the commission is going to have to do.
You've had 2 whole days,
Joel. Right. We're working on it. But that's one of the things that the commission is also charged to do, find at least a temporary home for the city to do business.
Joel Thibodeau is the chair of the Governor's Commission on Stonecrest. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.